Well, good evening, PBC family. Hope you are doing well. I want to give a brief devotional tonight to let you know what we as a church are going to be doing the next few weeks. And we want to be celebrating the birth of our Savior. We want to remember the incarnation, God with us, Emmanuel, to remember how God's been faithful to his promises. You know, this has been a year that has been very hard, a hard year, very trying. And so it's important to realize that God gives us his promises, and he has been shown over and over again to be faithful. And one of the greatest promises he has given, that he's shown his faithfulness, is to send a Messiah into this world to redeem us for our sins. And he has done that in Jesus Christ, in the incarnation. Through the virgin birth, as Jesus comes into this world, God the Son becoming like one of us, a human, though truly being fully God, so that he can represent us. And so what we want to do these next few weeks leading up to Christmas is to celebrate this time. This is what typically the church has called Advent. And throughout church history, this is dates all the way back to year 500. This was a time that the church would set aside to stop and reflect on the birth of our Messiah and to celebrate this. Advent is something that means waiting or longing or anticipating. And so the celebration of Advent has become something that is often seen within the church as a time to stop and reflect and meditate on how God's been faithful to his promises to send a Messiah. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said this, "The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come." And that is what we're doing this Advent. We're looking forward to the great anticipation of our Messiah. Now, we are sitting on the other side of the cross. The cross has happened. Jesus has come into this world, and we await his second coming. But during this Advent season, as we meditate and reflect on how Christ came in his first coming, we remember how God has been faithful to his promises. And so as we await the second coming, we can rest assured that God's in control, and he'll also be faithful to his promises. So this is a time where we shift our focus from our typical consumeristic mindset that happens during the Christmas season that we typically see in our nation. And this is a time to stop, reflect on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So during this time, we want to cherish the great gift that God has given us in Christ. He has given us his Son. And as we continue to long for our Savior and celebrate his coming, we will be overfilled with joy and will be confident that God will keep his promises because he's shown to keep this promise in sending us his Son. One person wrote this, "Advent symbolizes the present situation of the church in these last days, as God's people wait for the return of Christ in glory to consummate his eternal kingdom." The church is in a similar situation to Israel at the end of the Old Testament in exile, waiting and hoping in prayerfully expectation for the coming of the Messiah. Israel looked back to God's past glorious actions on their behalf in leading them out of Egypt in Exodus, and on this basis, they called for God once again to act for them. In the same way, the church during Advent looks back upon Christ's coming in celebration, while at the same time looking forward in eager anticipation to the coming of Christ's kingdom when he returns for his people. In light of this, the Advent hymn we sing, O come, Emmanuel, perfectly represents the church's cry during Advent season. And so what we celebrate during Advent, during this time, before Christmas, what we celebrate is the incarnation of God the Son becoming man. He took upon himself a human nature while still fully being God. And this would become important so that Jesus could redeem us and reconcile us to God. During this time, we want to remember our need for why we need a Savior in the first place. We need to remember God's promise that the Messiah will come throughout the scriptures, that he's promised this through the prophets. And we're going to see this account also take place in time and space as God fulfills his promises in sending Jesus, born of a virgin, the Emmanuel, which means God with us. So God is faithful to his promises. He is our Savior. He is our King. He saves his people from our sins. And that is what we celebrate this Advent. That's what we want to reflect on. So we're going to take a break from the book of Mark during this time to meditate and reflect on the coming of Christ. This is our greatest need in the world, is to understand Jesus came to save his people from their sins. This is what we need. This is a message of hope. And during this year, that is a message we need to be reminded of and need to proclaim to others. And this is what we celebrate this Christmas. So during these next few weeks, we're going to take a break. We're going to look at these. This week, we're going to deal about why we need a Savior. Why do we need a Savior in the first place? So this Sunday, we'll talk about that. And then we'll follow that out with the promises of a Savior throughout the prophets. And then from there, we're going to see that the Messiah comes, born of a virgin, and that he will save his people from their sins. So God is faithful to his promises, and we look forward to that. This is a great opportunity to invite any friends, maybe any family members who maybe don't know the Lord, and you want them to hear the gospel. Many people are very willing to come to church, especially during the Christmas time. So I'd encourage you, if you can, invite someone. Let them come and hear the gospel presentation each Lord's Day. And we're also going to be meeting for a Christmas Eve service as well. So plan on that. Put that in your schedule. And we look forward to celebrating this Advent season that Christ has indeed come. And as we remember these promises that God has done, that he's faithful to him and he has done it in Christ, we eagerly anticipate Christ's return for us. So I hope to see you this Lord's Day as we start our celebration of Advent, and God bless.